Hi, my name is Brenda Brim-Kruko, and we are doing The Voice of One Witness. And as you know, yesterday we were talking about being led and hearing the voice of the Lord and the Holy Spirit and how vital it is in these end times that we live in. And going along that, Terry Brim, my brother, he has been listening to the Lord, giving himself in the mornings to the Lord, and revelation and knowledge and just simple truths also about America and the awakening have been opened up to him. So he's here to share some of those things. So Terry, thank you for joining us on Voice of One Witness.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So just kind of share with us what's going on.
Okay. Well, as you know, God has given our ministry an assignment, awakening, to pray for a leader. And there's been some wonderful books that have come to this ministry. And one of them is the Patriot's Bible. And then we have a new arrival, the American Patriot's Almanac. And we'll give more information later on how to acquire these books. But they've been very inspiring to me as I spend time before the Lord. And I read about some of our heritage. And I want every American to know out there that because you are an American, there is reason to lift up your head. This is a God-ordained country. He has called this country out. And he has an assignment for you. Whether you use it or not is up to you. But when you look at the formation of this country, the birth of this country, that our foundations, and chills run up and down my spine as I talk about it, the calling that each one of us have, and the blood that was shed to form this country, and yes, we have an enemy, and he has fought us from our birth to now. But we have always prevailed when we got down on our knees as a nation and sought God. And the call goes out today, and I feel very strongly about it, and especially the men, to rise up and be the man that God has called us and get our families in order and seek God for help, especially as we get ready for our new elections.
Praise God. So I'll just kind of touch base on Sunday. We have prayer here. And the Lord led us pray about the leaders and praying for leaders. And as we were going that way, we have one of our prayers is originally from France. Her name's Francine. And she was talking about, actually the Lord had us praying about Florida, the place of Florida. And she was talking about the blood that was shed there, because we started talking, the Holy Ghost was talking about the blood in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
that was shed for our country, for our freedom, for those things that we have to stand so strong now.
Can I read something?
Yeah, go ahead, Terry.
This is from that American Patriots Almanac, and we're going to start carrying that, so you just call our 1-800 number, and we'll be able to get one to you. And I like how it's set up. It's set up in a day-to-day American history of our foundations. It's kind of like a daily diary. But anyway, I wanted to read this part to you. And when I read this, think of this as your heritage, your family. The winter of 1777 and 1778 brought dark days to the American Revolution. The British had captured Philadelphia, the largest city of the colonies. Can you imagine that? The city that supplied your army is now captured. The little army is kicked out. The Continental Army, this is our army. This is our boys. They are kicked out and in the rural hills of Pennsylvania in the winter. They lived, most of them just slept on the ground, on frozen ground. The food was gone. It was down to like a little pancake flour and water, and they would cook it on hot stones. And it just broke Washington's heart to look at them. And he said, you know, they started out with, I believe he said, over 4,000 men, and they were down to 2,000 and something. And disease swept through the camp. But here's what got me. The patriot spirit never broke. This is your heritage that I want to instill into you today. Though you see the dark winds blow across this nation, the patriot spirit will not break if we seek God. Mm-hmm. And that they did. And even in the midst of starving, they still trained, Brenda. Mm-hmm. They still did military maneuvers. Mm. Even though they didn't have enough food, enough energy, they still did.
That's faith.
And it just, and Washington was so moved, he went out, and this is recorded by a witness who actually saw him. He went out into the woods, and he started, and he was down on his face praying. Now, there's a lot of skeptics that say that Washington was not a religious man. He was very much so, and this is your proof. And he wrote down, the Quaker, he heard this man praying in the woods, and he come up upon the great general himself, and he was praying for his men because he moved, his men moved him. When he saw them doing maneuvers, and they didn't have enough to eat, and they were dying by the thousands, it moved him. And they said, if we can outlast this winter, we can beat our enemy. And you know what? They did. And God took up with them. And God will take up with us. And I don't care what situation you find yourself, maybe with your family. God will take up with you. And I just want to encourage you that as Americans, that we have a wonderful, godly nation. And a lot of times you hear negative reports about being an American and our country. But I want to encourage you and to take up with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because just like those soldiers, he will take up with us, Brenda. Mm-hmm. And he will promote our cause.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We just got to get in line with him and his word. And that sets a platform when, you know, they were, you know, it says faith without works is dead. And that set a platform for God to move on their behalf.
That's what it took. Mm-hmm. There was no reason when you look at the number of men they had. We didn't even have a Navy. There's no reason that should have happened, but it mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. God took up, and he can work with that.
Mm-hmm. And many of those men were spiritual men that were in the Army. Many
Amen.
Of them were pastors. And you've yes. heard Mom talk about the brigade, the Black Robe Brigade.
Yes.
And they were men of the of God, and the Spirit of God was in them. Mm-hmm. Strengthen them.
I can just hear them at that campfire. A lot of times they didn't sleep because they found out a lot of them that slept died. So a lot of them just stayed awake by the fire, and I could just hear them at night. You remember our great-grandfathers, how they said when they got here on these shores, that from these shores that we would shine the gospel, from these shores that we would send missionaries if God would take up with us? He goes, there's something burning inside of me that says we can win this war. God has strengthened me. I don't know how I'm living, but I'm alive, and I'm full of fight. They said they were full of fight when they came out of there.
That's the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. That's what we've got all we have to have. We got to forget doing things on our own natural. Just because we can do something in the natural, we can't depend on it.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Just because they could fight in the natural, they can't depend on that fight. You had to depend on something greater.
That's right.
And that I see that more and more in this hour. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been talking about the last couple of days is hearing from God. And George Washington was on his knees, and he wanted to hear from the Lord. He had to hear from a higher power than him.
You know, Brenda. The Quaker that overheard him praying in the woods during Valley Forge went back to his wife and he said, honey, you're not going to believe this. I stumbled across the great general himself. And she asked, what was he doing? And he told her he was on his face in the snow. He had set his sword on one side and his hat on and put his face in the snow. And he was praying for his men, and she said, rest assured, honey, our victory is won. I can guarantee you this will be a free nation.
See, those are people of faith, the Quakers. And they were people of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, some, you know, they, a lot of times they kind of overboard on the Spirit. The reason why I know is we were raised for a little while. We went to a Quaker church.
Right.
And with the Quakers, everything's of the Spirit. And they even take communion in the Spirit. Praise God. Anyway, in the old times, they would sometimes they wouldn't have anybody talk. But then the Spirit of God would hit them and they would quake.
Shake.
And they call them the Quakers. Right. And then the Shakers were the ones that shook.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get the heritage we have. And that man, that Quaker, who knew the power of God and seen it in his services, and saw Brother General Washington, our founding father of this nation, we have so much to be thankful for. So we've got a little bit of time here, but when we were praying and on Sunday, we were talking about the blood, and Francine, being French, she spoke about the Lord led us to Florida. And we started praying about our leaders, and we started praying about our country, and the Holy Spirit directed us to the blood, and she brought up the Huguenots. And the Huguenots were, they came in the, 1614, 6 years before the Pilgrims came. And they established a community on the St. John's River near present-day Jacksonville, Florida. And they were wiped out by the Spaniards, the conquistadors, and massacred. And she talked about how what they said. She said that they, the leader, Jean Ribault, he, out of his mouth came muttering Psalms 132. And that Psalms 132 is about, it's the Jews talking about the presence of the Messiah in the millennial reign. And that he was quoting that, but you know, it was prophetic, because the presence of God is an awakening.
Amen.
He was, that time, Terry, he said, you know, the Huguenots were against the Catholic Church. They were rebellious. They said, no, that's not the way it is. And he was prophesying out of his mouth as he was being killed, an awakening, the presence of God that this nation is stand for. And I'm telling you, we had as a hallelujah night, day, to say the least.
What a heritage this nation has.
Yes.
And you know, the military men and family that have been involved in this nation, the mm-hmm. prayers, thank God for you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank God for you women. Thank God for you prayers. We are a nation that has been separated among nations to do God's business, and that is to broadcast the salvation message.
Yes.
To all people. And we have not failed in that, Brenda, as a nation. Praise the Lord.
No, and I don't want to, I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. I'm talking about the establishment that our nation said, no, 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 no. We don't have to do what the king says. And that's what I'm talking about. And they said, no, no, no. And he brought the church into, the Catholic Church into that. But I just want to thank you for joining us, and what a blessing you are. And we will see you tomorrow. Shalom, shalom. Blessings.